Welcome to The Real Big Show. My name is Michael Petrelli. Welcome and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa? Everything else that goes on in the world
Happy
of...
Festivus!
Festivus! Yay! And everything else that goes along with it. My name is Michael Petrelli. I'm here with Melissa Hansen, the guru behind Real News Daily itself. Hello, Melissa.
Hello. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Jeremy Harmon, representing the Midwest. What up, yo?
Hello. Hello, all.
And the Southern baby killer himself, Brad Slayton.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to get West Memphis 3 up in this piece. Peter Jackson.
Oh, goodness gosh. Don't even get me started.
So we decided that you all needed a Christmas present. So we all got together this week and decided we're going to talk to you for a good hour about the guilty pleasures and non-traditional Christmas movies. So we're not talking your Scrooged Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life. We're talking the shit that we want to watch tomorrow through the end of Christmas Day. So buckle up and get your pieces of paper ready because we're going to tell you the what's to watch. So, guys, you're waking up on Christmas Day. You're finished opening your presents. Your kids are probably hopped up on candy. Two of us, not you and I, Melissa. Our brothers and sisters may be hopping on candy, but okay. What are you putting on the TV to unwind after that day? Jeremy, what is your go-to non-traditional Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to ever pass up Christmas Story. I know it's traditional. 24 hours of that piece is worth every bit of it. My wife hates the movie, though, so I don't get to watch it as much as I'd like. So for non-traditional, and I was using air quotes like that girl and say anything.
Can you do it like her?
Sheila was her name, as I recall. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm doing it. I wish you could see it. I have two that I dig the most. The first is Savage Steve Holland's Better Off Dead.
Oh.
John Cusack at his absolute finest. Telling the tale of one Lane Meyer who is broken up with by his girlfriend Beth and devises all these wonderful ways to kill himself. I know it's a happy movie, much like It's a Wonderful Life, except better and not sucking like that movie.
$2!
Exactly. I want my $2. But he eventually finds love, and there's a cast of very interesting, funny characters and things that happen in it. So Better Off Dead ranks at the top. Second movie would be Shane Black's wonderful neo-noir Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Michelle Monaghan, Robert Downey Jr., and somewhat slim Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer's slim these days?
He apparently just lost a bunch of weight.
Hmm.
Check out the pictures on the web. I'm sure you'll be impressed. We're not talking real genius slim, but you know, 1984, '85 when that came out. So that's 30 years ago.
I dig it.
Yeah, so those are the two that I would pop in. But if I had my choice, Christmas Story is the only way to go. It's a fine Indiana tale, so we like to represent that as much as we can.
I just got one question for you. Do you know the street value of this stuff, man? This is pure snow.
Street value of the mountain. If we're going to quote it, let's get it right, buddy.
So, yeah, I would go with that. Better Off Dead is one of my favorite movies. That's such a great film. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, again, pretty awesome. Two good films. Melissa, non-traditional. You and the rest of the apartment are watching something. What are you watching?
Well, non-traditional Christmas movie, first off, I would say, which we haven't watched yet, and we are very anxiously probably watch tomorrow, The Ref.
There you go, Ref.
Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey, Judy Davis. So hilarious. It's fantastic. A perfect marriage of a comedian in a screenplay. You know, wrote it for himself, so obviously got himself all the best delivery and everything, and it's just really, really good against Kevin Spacey. So yeah, The Ref, fantastic movie. And as far as guilty pleasure movie, everybody start rolling their eyes. Just Friends,
oh,
Ryan Reynolds,
here we go.
And Amy Jesus. Smart.
Oh, dear God, help us all.
I couldn't help it. I saw this on my list of Christmas movies, and I was like, yes, that is so what I'm going to tell the guys about.
Oh, my God.
Deadpool,
why?
Romantic comedy.
It's so fun. I love it. It's adorable. I've always enjoyed it.
Is it Totes Adorbs? Is that what it is?
It's Totes Adorbs.
Mm, great.
Jesus, God help us.
Fucking Ryan Reynolds.
I know, but I like the movie.
Hey, you dig what you dig. You dig what you dig.
Yeah, I hear
I
you.
I do. The heart wants what the heart wants. I can't even say that with
I just got to cleanse myself for a second. Did you guys see the first trailer for the Entourage movie?
Oh, my God. No. I need to check that out.
Fucking amazing. I cannot wait till June. Anyway, Brad.
Yes. Okay.
Well, all right, moving on. okay. Go ahead.
Anyways, all right. So since I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, for non-traditional when they're still running around, we'll go with the great Jim Varney classic, Ernest Saves Christmas. There is nothing that screams pure 80s more than Jim Varney and his little cast of characters. Love that movie. So once the kids are in bed and the wife goes to sleep, you know, I can lust over one of the most wonderful women to grace the screen, Phoebe Cates in Gremlins. I mean, Gremlins is a perfect Christmas film. Who doesn't want a Mogwai, you know, for Christmas?
Unbelievable.
Six of them, dude. I got six of them.
And then, I'll save, you know, the trashy Christmas films for later. But I would say end it with, you know, Timothy Oliphant, you know, slinging the ecstasy and go.
It's a good one. Good choice.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what doesn't say Christmas more than an ecstasy dealer?
I'm with you, buddy. With you. I dig it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take guilty pleasure with would be Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. Yes, I said it, Sinbad, because it just reminds me of what it's like to go out and try to find a Turbo Man for my kid. But I don't have a kid, so I'll just project myself into Brad and Jeremy's face and try to think about what they would be doing if they were trying to get their kid the Turbo Man. But it's a pretty hilarious film. Die Hard, of course, just because what doesn't say Christmas better than John McClane fucking up terrorists? Nothing? No.
Yippee-ki-yay,
motherfucker. Did you say fucking a terrorist?
Did I say fucking a terrorist?
Fucking a terrorist. I want to see this Die Hard.
No to the tape.
Wow, did I say fucking a terrorist? No,
you
I did not.
Fucking a terrorist. I want to see this.
No. I don't think I did.
Die Harder.
Yeah, I mean, they both were taking place during Christmas time. But definitely Die Hard 1, because it's Alan Rickman, and he's just the...
Oh, amazing.
The man. Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Just because it's freaking Bad Santa, and it's hilarious, and Billy Bob Thornton is probably one of the funniest guys that ever played a Santa Claus.
You're not going to shit right for a week.
And Bernie Mac was in that, wasn't he? Yeah, he was in that.
Yeah.
And John
tried Ritter. To shake him down.
Yeah. So, yeah, those would be my three guilty pleasures and non-traditional films. I think they pretty much say it all. But, yeah, let's get into the horror of Christmas. There's some pretty effing screwed up films. I remember the 1980s when Silent Night, Deadly Night came out. There was a huge uproar about that shit because it was like, oh my God, you're like going to depict Santa Claus in like this horrible way. Any objections to that? Or do you think that that's, everything's free game in the horror world?
Nothing's all fair game. I mean, yeah. I'd say all fair game. Unless it's Mr. Rogers, and then I'm sorry, I draw the line.
So, what do you think the overall like scream for that was? Like, there was a real big. I mean, I'm sure Jeremy remembers. He's old as fuck. So,
younger than you, dude.
Yeah. Well, do you remember it though? I'm sure. Come on.
I do remember it, but I mean, what's the question? I don't understand.
Well, I'm just wondering if Santa Claus is like Jesus and it's like free game. However, you know what, Brad? I did just give you something about Jesus punching people video.
Yes, I've seen it. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. The fists of Jesus or something?
Well, it should be the fish of Jesus.
Yeah. Like, oh, because he throws fish at, and fucks people up with fishes.
It's a horrible, shitty movie.
Yeah, it's called the fist of Jesus.
Bending over Alan Rickman, but, you know.
What is, though? What is?
Well, here you go. I mean, he's an iconic character for children, and it seems to be one of those things that would be taboo to do. But I guess since it's spawned like 700 different sequels and Santa's sleigh and all this other shit, I guess Santa Claus is the go to Christmas horror fiend.
If there's no problem with Santa drinking a Coke when he's already overweight and at the verge of being a diabetic and losing his legs, I mean, there's really no problem with showing him as a spry, you know, killer who's throwing chicks on deer antlers, you know?
Right. Yeah, I like it. Valid point, Brad.
And this coming from the man from the Coke capital of the world.
Don't get me started on Coke. Don't get me started on Coke.
Anyway, but no, I think the reason it's because it's so, it's such a thing for people to do in the horror industry is you know, obviously because Santa just represents something good and honest and pure, and to have that total like change is very appealing for people. Hmm. So I can see why it's a big draw to that sort of a thing, you know. I'm just saying like. It doesn't happen for every character, but, you know, Santa is obviously the easiest because it's not really, it's non-denominational. But yet there's like sort of an aura of obviously of Christianity, but, it's a universally loved character.
Let's keep Christ in Christmas.
Well, I think that there's been a change even in the depiction of Santa Claus in other kids' movies. Take Guardians of the Galaxy, for example. Or not Guardians of the Galaxy, Jesus Christ. Rise of Guardians.
I know, I was like, you're awesome. The Owl movie. Oh, that's not the Owl movie. I think of the Owl movie. Oh
yeah, the God, Guardians that's... of Gil-Hul or whatever. Right. I know, there's too many of them. But Rise of the Guardians, Santa's got the tattoos. He's a big rough and gruff kind of guy. I think the kids are getting a different depiction of Santa Claus than we certainly did as kids, where he was a big fat jolly dude who did, snark down, playfuls of cookies and didn't give a shit. This one's buff. He's ripped. He's got tattoos all over him. That kind of thing.
That is crazy town. Wow.
And Rare Exports is really good for a horror film.
Oh, yeah. I've heard very good things about
that. It's amazing. If you can stand a bunch of 80-year-old nude men with their schlongs running at the camera for a good 5 minutes of the film.
Who doesn't love that? Are you kidding me?
Why wouldn't you watch that?
True.
Yeah. That's the only kind of disturbing thing in it. But I mean, they're taking Santa from like a mythological sense, I mean, it kind of makes sense. It explains everything.
Wasn't that just the whole story of It's a Wonderful Life? Just schlongs?
Oh my God, I watched It's a Wonderful Life the other day again. It's still a great movie. But I'm not going to get into what other topic Brad is giggling about.
Let's move on from that. So, we touched on a little bit of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Shade of Black, but I'm thinking that throughout many, many movies over the past, 50, 60, 100 years, Christmas has always been a theme in the background. And that kind of the overall for the non-traditional. But sometimes the movie itself has nothing to do with Christmas whatsoever. And it just kind of is taking place during that time, like Lethal Weapon, which is a Shane Black film. Can you think of another film such as that where it's I don't want to use it as like I'm trying to tiptoe around the non-traditional, because I think we've kind of used non-traditional as a background for this, that it has something to do with Christmas altogether. But there's always something that has to do with during the timing of Christmas, like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. So I was trying to think of a few other films, like Trading Places.
And I was going to say, like, Batman Returns.
Yeah, Batman Returns.
Yeah, that's another one that's, I mean, it's definitely not about Christmas, but it all takes, it takes place around the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Shannon Elizabeth's debut in film, Jack Frost.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Jack Frost.
There was a good portion of War of the Roses set during Christmas. That's one I've thought about lately. I would love to rewatch that again, have an adult perspective. It'd be awesome.
You know, the Ice Harvest was on TV the other day. I don't remember seeing that movie in a long time, but it's actually a really good film.
That and The Ice Storm. That's another one.
The Ice Storm.
Now that's over Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that Thanksgiving? Oh,
that okay. is Thanksgiving. That would be among my top Thanksgiving movies to watch. You know, a real uplifter for the family.
God, what was that Steve Martin movie?
Grand Canyon?
No, Mixed Nuts.
Oh, LA Story. Yeah.
With the suicide hotline.
The my jerk. God. Liev Schreiber. Yeah.
The jerk.
Yeah.
Was it the jerk? Was it the jerk?
I don't know. How many times can you say, is it the jerk?
It wasn't the jerk. It was the other one. You know, where he's mean to people and he comes up with those ideas for the glasses and he has a dog. And Bernadette Peters is in it. What's the name of that, Jeremy? Do you know?
It's the jerk.
The jerk? Okay, it might
believe it.
Yeah, that's the jerk.
Okay. He hates these cans.
No phone books are here.
How about Brazil?
Brazil's a good one.
I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he wrong? He was arrested. It was at Christmas, right? Because of a bureaucratic error in the government. That was a great one. What about kids' films? You know, like we look at Charlie Brown's Christmas. Like that was a kind of fun thing for kids when they were growing up. I mentioned Jingle All the Way. What other Christmas movies are built around maybe the search for the ultimate gift? And don't say Jingle All the Way 2, please. Jesus.
Santa Buddies. Having a 6 and a 3-year-old, here goes Brad as the responsible parent.
I'm a little surprised that made its way into your house, Brad.
It's like my 6-year-old loves all the Buddies films.
We've been down with Buddies films too, dude.
Oh my God.
If people were judged by their children's by their children's tastes,
he likes Ghostbusters, though, so he earns.
They're not all bad. Yeah.
All right, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh yes, and I love the animated Boris Karloff is just classic.
Yeah,
exactly.
Obviously, Jim Carrey is amazing, and it was a really fun movie to do. But it's kind of a throwaway nothing movie compared to what even the 20-minute accomplishes.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that.
Arthur takes place during Christmas as well, doesn't it?
Yes, there is a portion of Arthur that does take during Christmas.
The happiest drunk ever.
Yeah, I think Jeremy's pulling out.
He could pull that off.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy.
Well, he pulled it off.
Russell Brand?
No. I think Jeremy's sitting the kids down and watching Eyes Wide Shut at Christmas opening.
I recommended that to people and they stopped listening to my recommendations.
Who hates Eyes Wide Shut?
I
don't know.
Harmon?
Yeah. It's funny how Jeremy operates on like a whole different like plane than we do. Sometimes they intersect, but for the most part, he's on a different level and he doesn't intersect with those sections.
I'm going to throw another movie out there. I'm going to stray from these Eyes Wide Shut. I can't believe nobody's mentioned, but Love Actually.
I was slightly
ignoring that because. I used to love that movie, and it was like my favorite movie, and I love to watch it over and over again. And I watched it like yesterday, and it wasn't nearly what I thought it was.
I've actually seen it lately, and I still love it. So
really,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like
maybe you've
soured
been
on the Christmas thing.
You've something. Been Nicholas Sparks'd out.
Man, that happened the second the end popped on the screen.
Who here has seen a Nicholas Sparks movie?
Not me.
Tell me you haven't seen one.
Who is that?
He's that dipshit that wrote The Notebook.
I've seen The Notebook, but I love it only because of my absolute admiration and respect for James Gardner. Like,
Yeah, he didn't. He had no idea who Ryan Gosling was, or this Notebook book thing. He was just like, James Garner, I'm in.
Yeah, seriously, it was like, I fucking, Maverick is the man. Like, I will watch anything with James Garner.
Yeah, I did see the Notebook. I believe
rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Holy fuck, he died?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Are you serious?
What a fan you are.
I did not know. Wow.
You don't even like James Garner, dude.
I love James Garner.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Jackknife doesn't know he died.
I didn't know he died. Well, dude, my Facebook feed's still full of, like, idiots who like the Avengers. What the fuck can I do?
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Charlie just got slammed.
The Christmas love here.
What, before I forget.
All right, back on topic.
Yeah,
this is on topic. It is a Christmas movie. It brings the Nazis into Christmas. And that is the 1989 classic Elves, which is about a group of Nazis in present day who have resurrected an elf who will actually impregnate a descendant of a Nazi with what Adolf Hitler viewed as the superior race. Now, there is
Are we going to just ignore what you said for the past 30 seconds?
We are.
And move on?
Yes, there is
okay. Santa. That brings up a topic. How about Elf?
Yeah, all right. So here's the thing about Elf. Now, actually, I had this conversation the other day about movies that you're sick and tired of. You know, Jeremy mentioned A Christmas Story earlier, and it says, what, doesn't want to watch it anymore. I'm sure she loved it at some point in time, but it's just gotten too much.
No, she
hated it. Always?
Yeah, always. Wow. Never loved it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was almost a deal breaker.
I stand corrected on that then.
Agonizing.
But for me, I've seen Elf so many times. I don't know how many more times I can watch it. Like, I still like it. Like, it was on the other day. It's just, I don't know, Will Ferrell's shtick gets a little bit tired. It's not like Christmas Vacation where you can watch it 1,000 times because Chevy Chase is just amazing. And the whole cast is amazing. Elf kind of runs its course, I think. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Will Ferrell definitely. I mean, he is at 11 in this movie.
Oh, he is about 12.
I totally get what you're saying. Like, you do get to a point where you watch this movie too much.
Too much.
But I've started limiting myself to Christmas, and it's fabulous.
Hmm.
Because you have a year to kind of like not see it.
Yeah, but it's
and just, then it's fun and it's bad and it's fun again. So once I turned it into a Christmas staple, I've enjoyed it a lot more.
Interesting.
Just an idea.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. Holy crap. You know, American Psycho was filmed during Christmas. There was a Christmas
party. Oh, my goodness. That's right. The Christmas fantastic party. Scene with the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon and the mistletoe. Yeah. What a great movie. Damn. That I might make that a staple for my Christmas. That might take
that's
a little
bit. Yeah. I have that here. I got that on Blu-ray.
Look at you go. As it should be. What a fantastic movie. Maybe everybody would be happier if they put that into their rotation of movies.
All right.
Just freeze it on one particular scene.
Old time Christmas movies. Let's like old time 19. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to say 60s. 60s
oh,
and
my
back.
God. How about 30s and 40s?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 60s and back. Like,
okay.
So I was looking at things that like. This is difficult because, like, you could put, like, It's a Wonderful Life is non-traditional, but, you know.
Well, due to, you know, them putting it out publicly, it's become a Christmas staple.
True.
It's the Christmas movie.
I hate it. God, I hate it.
It's a fantastic movie. I'm sorry, Jeremy. This is where we disagree. It's a fantastic film. George Bailey is absolutely amazing. Jimmy Stewart is unbelievably emotional and gripping in this movie.
Yeah. Boo. Nothing. I got nothing for
how
that.
About the Holiday Inn?
Oh, yeah. I never really got into that. Is that good?
Jared?
Who's that with?
Not seen it, dude.
No, Bing Crosby, that's where he's saying White Christmas.
Oh, that's, yeah. I was a big Bing Crosby fan.
Yeah.
The movie is The White Christmas. This White Christmas.
Bitch, it's called Holiday Inn. It was released in 1942.
It might have been called that back then, but it's called White Christmas now, Jack. I got that bitch on DVD.
Well, you know what? You got the bastardized version then.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, that movie's great.
How about A Bishop's Wife?
Oh, okay. You think you think Holiday Inn. Sorry. Holiday Inn is different than White Christmas.
Yeah.
There's movie. My bad.
So The Bishop's Wife, this was one of the films that I watched with my parents when I was a kid. It's about an angel, right? And it's, I'm trying to remember the whole thing.
Oh, so you didn't like it when you were kids, so you just kind of have an aversion to it?
It's a good film. I can't remember too much about it.
No, I mean, it's basically, okay, it's this bishop who, you know, he's married, has a kid or whatever, but he's like so focused on getting this huge cathedral built and raising this money for this cathedral, like life's work.
Yeah.
And like he totally loses sight of his family. Mm-hmm. But what's brilliant about it is because it's about a man of God, it's about someone who's wonderful. So like you don't have the traditional like, oh, he's a businessman, he's, you know, evil and everything. Like you still have this thought of like this guy is doing good, he's just misplacing all of his attention.
Right.
And then the angel comes in and makes him realize that he should be paying attention to his family.
How about Billy Wilder's The Apartment?
For real.
Oh my God, I love that. I was asking someone the other day if that was at Christmas. I couldn't remember.
It was between Christmas. It was the week between Christmas and New Year's Eve, wasn't it?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's a great one.
Fantastic film. One of the greatest. Yeah, I was trying to think of when you go back in time, you think of these things like White Christmas. You think of, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, these are the types of films you think about. You know, but The Bishop's Wife is a good one to mention.
Christmas in Connecticut.
Yeah, Christmas in Connecticut.
That Barbara Stanwyck, absolutely hilarious. I love Barbara Stanwyck. I swear to God, if I am reincarnated, I'm either going to be Barbara Stanwyck or Jane Russell. There's a really close tie between those two.
Boy, I go with Jane Russell.
I know. I said Barbara Stanwyck, and then the second I was like, oh my God, wait a minute, Jane Russell.
I don't know.
She's amazing.
Well, I'm either going to get shot or I'm going to be like cheered for this one, but Citizen Kane.
Oh, did you say that was Christmas?
I mean, he was given a Christmas gift. The sled was a Christmas gift,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's true.
From Mr. Thatcher.
Oh, such a great movie, though.
Yeah, movie's okay. No, I'm just kidding. That's amazing. By the way, shameless plug for the Indiana University Cinema. They have a 4-day Wells centennial celebration that's going on, and all the studs are going to be out for it. We have nearly all of Wells' papers in the library here in our rare collection. It is going to be baller. Jonathan Rosenbaum from the Chicago Reader is going to be here. James Naremore, I don't know if you guys know who he is, was a professor here. Big film noir guy, but also wrote a book on Citizen Kane. It's on.
Nice. So
late April, early May, it's going to be popping.
That sounds pretty awesome.
So get here, bitches.
I will jump on a plane right now.
You can even drive if you want.
Jump in a car and drive right now.
Yeah, do it.
Right.
So yeah, Citizen Kane, I'm down with it.
Well, you know, if only you had Jaws the Revenge playing at the same time, then we would definitely have a reason to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, Killer Shark. In the Bahamas.
How about the Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus.
Is that the one
Tim Allen one?
No, that's
absolutely
is it?
Ridiculous. But fun and jovial.
Did we mention Lethal Weapon? How do we even get away with
Michael that? Michael mentioned Lethal Weapon.
I guess I must have been spaced out. Yeah. Well, I'm going to toss another one out there.
Go.
In Bruges. Come on.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because they were hiding out in Belgium during Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Yeah. What about L.A. Confidential? Because that was the real life Bloody Christmas incident.
You know it, son. Oh. That was another one I was going to mention. Yeah. That whole thing takes place over Christmas. I can't describe how much I absolutely adore that movie. It is a fantastic adaptation of a really complicated book. I thought that Curtis Hanson and his crew, Helgeland, wrote the great screenplay for that. Man, it's a great movie. Russell Crowe at his finest outside of Romper Stomper, as far as I'm concerned. I know you guys are some Russell Crowe fans, But I think that was the last good one he did, was L.A. Confidential.
I don't know. My wife was watching Winter's Tale tonight, and I got to say that Russell Crowe's down about 10 notches after knowing that he's in that film.
Yeah, that's a shitty movie. Yeah. But that's the one with Colin Farrell.
Yeah, right? It is. Yeah. Sorry to all the Colin Farrell fans. And Will Smith's the devil. Yeah, he is the devil, motherfuckers. But he ain't not a devil in that movie.
Yeah, I'm not a Will Smith fan. So
full show.
I'm out.
Full show.
What about Santa Claus, the movie? Anybody remember that? Dudley Moore, John Lithgow?
It's great.
It's great?
I loved that movie.
It is great.
It's pure 80s. And it's like so excessive and so outrageous and outlandish.
Because he's like, an elf, right? Yeah. Isn't he the elf? Yeah,
Dudley Moore's the elf, and John Lithgow owns this company, and he has toys, but...
Yeah, he's like a toy manufacturer.
Yeah, and like, yeah. It has nails in them and stuff, and they're bad for children, and it hurts people, but then they get these magic candy canes that make people fly, and okay, I don't remember anything about this movie. Apparently, I need to rewatch it again. But it was amazing.
Prancer as well, you know? It gives a little love to the forgotten reindeer.
How about When Harry Met Sally?
Is there a Christmas on that?
Yeah, there's a bunch of...
New Year's,
and it's Christmas.
Like, as if it's a year, so it's like it's the end of the year, and that's Christmas time in New Year's.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
All right, I know I'm going to put you guys on the spot, but how about a Christmas movie or a movie about toys during Christmas, like Jingle All the Way, but it's something different. Not Gremlins either. Could be a toy about a stuffed animal. It could be I'm just thinking out loud here, people. You can stop me whenever you want.
We didn't even mention Scrooged, did we?
No, we did not mention Scrooged.
Then there it is, people.
There, you know what? My wife said that she hated that one. And I was like, that could have been the thing that would have broken the straw if I would have known that before we got married.
Yeah.
Or the top of Murray, dude. That?
I know, he's got all his brothers in that movie. Like, how amazing is that? Like,
it's pretty good.
Family movie at the Christmas time. Hey, let's watch a movie that everybody's in.
That's and it's got awesome. The Solid Gold Dancers in there, yo.
Oh my God. Solid Gold Dancers.
Is Marilyn McCoo in that movie?
She's not. She is not.
Huh. It's been a while since I've seen it, so I don't remember.
You were probably watching Rent.
Yeah, 525,600 minutes, dude. I'm down.
I hear you.
That's a Christmas time movie.
It is. Actually, it is, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I've been watching Rent. So what, dude?
So what? Well, you know, all the Harry Potter movies were basically during Christmas time, weren't they?
Well, there's always the Christmas gifting where he got jack shit scene and he'd get a sweater from the Weasleys. Yeah,
yeah, he got the got the H sweater. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there there's some Godfather Christmas stuff. That was, I guess a bunch of people got killed.
Well, no, that's right when Vito gets shot, isn't it? Because Kay and Michael are walking down the street, and she's talking about how she got someone a Reynolds pin, and then Michael sees the newspaper, because apparently he can't read or look at anything else,
right?
And sees that his dad has been shot. So, yes, there are some Christmas spots in there.
Now, a lot of the C.S. Lewis tales were taking place during Christmas as well. I mean, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is just rich with scenes of snow and Christmassy nonsense. I believe that I'm in the right on this one, aren't I?
I don't know.
Catch me if you can.
I'm not really into those.
Catch me if you can. He was caught in Christmas time. Remember? Little Leo DiCaprio crying in front of his mommy's window because he wanted to say hello to her. He was taken away and he was crying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I remember that. And Tom Hanks was in that. Everyone hates him, right?
What?
You love him. I know that.
He's the most lovable man on the planet.
Two of the four people on this call hate the guy for whatever reason. I don't know.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I hate him. Anybody that's done something as great as The Burbs, I can't hate that man.
The Money Pit?
I'm a huge fan of anything that he's done. There's another intersection. Can't do it, man.
All right.
All the stuff he did with Spielberg is just too much for me. He should have stuck with the comedy stuff.
The Money Pit was awesome.
The Money Pit is amazing.
I love the Money Pit. Yes.
The Money Pit is amazing.
Brad, talk about Santa with muscles.
Oh, you mean Bill Goldberg?
Wasn't it Hulk Hogan?
No, it was Bill Goldberg. Oh, I thought you meant like an actual Santa that has muscles. Like, Bill Goldberg was amazing as Santa. I never saw Hulk Hogan play Santa, but I thought Bill Goldberg was amazing, you know? And he's better than Hogan anyway. But, I mean, if you ever want to watch, you know, Fringe Rusher just get decimated, yeah, Santa Slay is the way to go, you know?
God. Wow.
Newer films, The Polar Express. I mean, is it fun enough, or was it too creepy with the that animation?
I never saw it.
We watched it. My kids liked it. I didn't see the reason to animate it, to be honest with you. That's a live action movie that could have been done with some green screen stuff to make it look a lot cooler. This is Zemeckis, who is a clown. I know that you're a Back to the Future guy, but stop making movies. At this point, Back to the Future was good, but stick with that. I didn't see necessity for that type of film. We ride the Polar Express. There's a train station near us that does that, so we actually ride the Polar Express train and get sung to by annoying high school girls who want to be in drama club. So that's good.
So you're a poser.
A poser? I don't know about that. I just ride the train with my boys so they can do their thing.
Ride the train.
Yep.
Ride the train.
Ride the train.
Ride the train.
Oh, my God. That was not necessary. I was thinking it.
Well, you know, you all missed one extremely classic film that I'm really ashamed, especially at Brad for missing this one, but Friday After Next, yo.
Oh, God, no. There's no I've already said fuck a million times. There's no fucking Friday without Chris Tucker. Like, I mean, seriously. That's like Die Hard without Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but Mike Epps was in that mall. He was in that.
Mike Epps, that's horrible.
Come on, no, Mike Epps.
Friday ended after Friday. Like, there's no next Friday or Friday after Thanksgiving or anything like that. It's Chris Tucker. So I did not watch it where Santa robbed Day Day and whatever. I don't even think they smoke weed in the movie. Like, what's the point of a Friday movie if you're not smoking weed?
This is definitely Christmas with the Cranks right now, people.
Oh, yeah.
Crank! But yeah,
oh,
Christmas.
Poor Christmases was awful.
Oh, man.
Come
was that Vince Vaughn?
I think I watched like half of that movie.
I laughed
like,
at that
what?
Movie for some reason. I didn't want to, but I found it. Maybe it was one of the families, like
John Favreau's the John Favreau.
Yes, yes,
scene.
Yes. Oh my God,
that was it. That was
like, that was pretty funny. That part was pretty funny. I will agree with that.
I saw
the
that
Family
movie.
Stone. That was good.
Oh yeah.
Jesus God, you're killing me. I'm dying over here, Mel.
I know, I'm amazing.
You are. You are in so many ways, just not for that.
So you're not a big Family Stone fan?
No, I think it was a shit movie.
Oh, please. Please.
What does this movie entail?
It's
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Very sentimental. It's pretty terrible. But it's
really bad.
Does she win the Kentucky Derby in it?
It's really fun.
can't skip a horse.
It's sweet, and there's definitely a majorly cringeworthy scenes in it. It's just a fun movie.
Have y'all watched the BoJack Horseman Christmas special?
Oh my God,
Netflix?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Have I? Of course.
Oh, how many times?
I guess I'll get to that one. I've not watched any of it yet.
Oh, you probably will hate it.
Jesus, I'm the guy that hates everything.
All right, well,
you're a crapshoot. I never know what you're gonna like.
You are a crapshoot, though.
Being predicted.
You are.
Well, that keeps you guys on your toes.
It is, yeah.
It does. I really like it. Ever since The Counselor, I don't trust
Oh man, how can you not love that movie?
I need to rewatch it again. Oh my god,
Ridley Scott.
The only reason I'd be rewatching is for the visuals.
For the visuals, are you talking about the windshield fucking scene?
Unfortunately, no. It's not where my mind first went to. I'm talking about just Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt. That's
fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, there's a chromosome difference there, Jeremy. You have to remember this.
Fair enough.
We're not talking about Santa Claus and an elf here, people on the top of the sleigh.
Okay, so back to the topic.
No, but we'll jump off topic now because I'm going to ask you, you're going to open three presents underneath the tree this year. All three of them have to be movies. You're getting a Blu-ray. What are you getting? Jeremy, what am I giving you? I'm giving you three movies underneath the tree this year. What are you getting?
Well, Calvary would be one, but I already got it, which is good. My mom gave that to me already, but it would have been under the tree. So Calvary, one that's available now. God damn, the Pee Wee's Playhouse, the whole complete set. Pee Wee's Playhouse, come on, people.
Perfect.
That is almost cheating, but I'll allow it.
I mean, that's almost cheating.
Because it's not one movie, silly.
Well, it's a box set. It's good.
I will allow it.
Yeah. It is a single release. God damn it. And then Safe, the Criterion Collection edition of the Todd Haynes film with Julianne Moore.
Nice.
Those would be my three.
Brad, I'm giving you three. What are you getting?
Let's go the Shout Factory Werner Herzog collection.
It's baller, dude. You got to get that.
But there's no Santa if that's not under there for me. Let's go another Shout Factory release, which isn't a movie, but it's the complete Al of Weird Al Yankovic's, you know, little documentary thing he did.
And just got it today. Just got it today.
Damn you, Harmon.
Oh, my God.
And let's go. If Michael's leaving me a present, I'm sure he's going to leave me the Blu-ray of one of the best films of this year. That would be Kevin Smith's Tusk.
Yep.
For me to poop out. Melio, I'm leaving you three presents. What do you
This is tough.
Well, you know, one of them is the Halloween Complete Deluxe Collection on Blu-ray, so you can watch some horror films.
What Ryan Reynolds movie don't you have already?
I know, right? No, I hate The Proposal. It was terrible. I even like Sandra Bullock, and I didn't like that movie. Mm. Actually, that's a lie. I never watched it. I just never watched it on principle.
Had a girl.
Yeah, because I know I'll like it, so I don't watch it. It's awful.
Onset passes to Deadpool.
Honestly, I would love, like, the Royal Tenenbaums on Blu-ray. Nice. That'd be amazing. And not even on Blu-ray, on digital. And I'm tired of things on Blu-ray, honestly. I want things on digital. I'm so used to getting my movies, like, through my TV now that it's just so much better to have them all on there. So I would love to complete the set thing. I would love Star Wars 4, 5, and 6 on Blu-ray. Is that even available?
Yep.
It is.
And
wait, the remastered versions or the original?
Oh, the original. Okay. I don't know. The remaster.
Yeah, the original aren't available.
Yeah, they're not available anymore. Only in our minds.
They're making them available. I just saw an announcement about that not too long ago.
Oh, that's awesome. They're going to milk that shit for as much as they can. Are you kidding me?
It's Disney, gosh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, more than anything, I'd go making the movies that I have on digital rather than getting new movies.
Gotcha.
I know that sounds weird, but there's so many, like, I did a catalog of my entire collection, and there's so many movies I don't watch because they're on Blu-ray and not on digital.
Send them to me, dude.
American Psycho being one.
Well, if I'm giving myself gifts, which I am, I would be giving myself the Mondo release of the Boyhood Blu-ray with the Mondo cover, which is only available in Canada. Fuck you, United States. Blame Canada. But I am bucking the rules here, and I'm getting it thanks to Melanie. Thank you, Melanie, for shipping it to me. That's fantastic of you. I would probably take the The Wire remastered on Blu-ray, complete, since Harmon went on and grabbed the box set. I'm grabbing one myself. So I'm going to grab The Wire. And let's see, something that's available now. Shit. That I don't have. Shit.
Guardians of the Galaxy Steelbook?
Oh, yes. I did not get that. I have the Blu-ray, but I do not have the Steelbook, so I will take that Steelbook. Good call, Jeremy.
I knew it had to be, dude.
So wait a minute. Isn't the Wire is going to be on HBO Go starting the day after Christmas?
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
It is.
So you don't have to get on Blu-ray. It's all there.
Physical medium rules, dude.
Physical medium? What kind of shit is that? It expires.
Physical medium doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. If you treat it properly. Come on. Records have been around for like 70 years, man.
What if I change from Comcast?
Okay, this could be a whole other conversation. I'm gonna get myself worked up.
What if I change from Comcast to Verizon or back, vice versa? I lose the movies that I have.
See, that's your problem. You bought it through them. I can do a whole thing on this. I really can. I was thinking about writing something, but it might be better if we did something about it. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we're gonna do something about it.
Right.
We are going to do something about it. All right, last chance. We are sitting down, the four of us, trying to agree on a fucking movie, which I can't even ever see that happening.
That is quite amusing.
So what one movie could we not complain about? One.
Christmassy or any?
Christmassy. What one Christmassy movie could the four of us sit on a couch with popcorn and a bottle of whiskey and not complain about?
All right, everybody go around and say something. If there's a veto, say veto, and then we'll move to the next person.
Creepers Christmas.
Veto.
Veto.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't either. That's why I said veto.
Jesus, Petrelli. Die Hard, for Christ's sake. Who's going to say no to Die Hard?
Veto.
Really?
Jackass.
Scrooged.
I like Scrooge. I'm in.
I'm okay with Scrooge.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Veto. Oh,
come on. Do you veto that, Brad?
Oh, fuck no. I'll never veto Bobcat Goldthwait.
Okay, then it wins. That did not get a veto.
So we're watching
That's
Scrooge.
That's we can agree on. Yay.
How about the Nativity Story?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Love that one.
What's that about?
I couldn't even tell you what that was about.
I think it's about a guy who hangs out with donkeys in a barn.
I'm in.
Of course you are. God.
We actually survived this I'm actually surprised we survived this podcast without Brad mentioning Make the Yuletide Gay, which was released in 2009.
I've never fucking seen that.
Oh my goodness, gosh.
It's out of my Netflix queue. I mean, I've never seen it.
Oh, man. Can't believe it. Oh, my God. We forgot The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh, wow. That's a...
Yeah. Wow. How could anybody forget that?
Good old Rennie Harlan.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot that, all right?
That's brilliant.
Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Nice.
Kiss. Yep. That motherfucker goodbye. Anyway, so that's pretty much all I got for the evening. So Christmas is 2 days away. Hopefully everybody has a great Christmas. They're ready to go. Make sure that you check out our best of list, which will be going up on realnewsdaily.com in the next week, I would believe.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely check out all the reviews that have been going on. Jeremy's done some pretty amazing documentaries, and Liz has done some pretty interesting indie films, and yours truly has been keeping up with what's in your local cinemas. So we have plenty of reviews. And check out Brad's podcast, which you just had an interview with.
Who in the hell did I? Oh, Jeffrey Reddick.
Jeffrey Reddick.
Destination.
Which is an awesome listen. So definitely everybody check that out. It was a good show. And the Spirit Awards are coming up. You'll be seeing us all voting for the Spirit Awards for the 2014 movies. So I believe that's all we got going on. We'll be back hopefully before the end of the new year. If not, you will definitely be catching us again in 2015. So for Michael, Melissa, Jeremy, Brad, have a wonderful last couple days of Hanukkah. Enjoy your Christmas. Make sure you leave cookies and soy milk out for Santa. And make sure that you leave the fireplace off. Good night, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Good night.